Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The Muswellbrook local government area has one confirmed case of COVID-19, with the expectation of further cases to be announced this coming week. Upper Hunter MP Dave Lazell has told Radio Hunter Valley News there has been no exposure to the wider community outside of the case's household. Dave Lazell says the rest of the household contacts will be counted as cases in the coming days. At this stage, there has been no changes to the eased restrictions which were introduced last week. A spokesperson from Hunter New England Health has also told Radio Hunter Valley News the person is a low risk to the community. They are asking if anyone has the mildest of symptoms to get tested as soon as possible. Mr. Lazell has said investigations into the restrictions are ongoing. To celebrate the first anniversary of the new Wilson Memorial Hospital in Murrurundi, a new virtual tour is now open. Hunter New England Health released a two-minute video to showcase the facility amid the ongoing global pandemic. Murrurundi now has a hospital with a 8-bed inpatient unit, multiple rooms for emergency services, primary and ambulatory care services, and allied health services plus purpose-built staff accommodation. The project is part of New South Wales Government's $300 million multi-purpose service Stage 5 program, which commenced in June last year. The final works is to be completed in May this year. And two men were charged with drug supply offences after a large amount of cannabis was located across the Hunter and Lake Macquarie yesterday. Port Stephens Hunter Police District detectives investigated the commercial supply of cannabis within the region and the Lower Hunter areas since July this year. Officers executed three search warrants at Beresfield, Vasey and Jules yesterday, who located and dismantled hydroponic setups in varying sizes at all three locations. They seized 162 plants and 5 kilos of cannabis buds. Police also seized drug paraphernalia, nunchucks, ammunition and firearm parts. A 67-year-old man was arrested at the Beresfield home and later charged with taking part in enhanced indoor cultivating cannabis commercially. He was granted conditional bail where he will appear at Maitland Court on Wednesday. A 48-year-old man was also arrested during the Belmont search and he was charged as well. He was granted with conditional bail and set to appear at Belmont Local Court on Wednesday. Investigations are continuing with further arrests anticipated.